This is Community Close Up, Spotlight on Business. Our guest today is Michelle Camp, who along with her husband Chip operate Mountainside Wine. Mountainside Wine is in the former Blue Moon Bookstore location at 271 Oak Avenue. Michelle, what's been the best part of starting your business?
I've had the best time meeting and talking with new people. Everyone in Spruce Pine has been terrifically supportive, enjoyable, and so helpful. I can't begin to thank enough the companies who have helped us get us going. Track, they've accepted packages for us, helped us get information on artists. People's Furniture and Appliances sent men over to help us with the heavy fixtures. Burleson Plumbing sent a forklift to get our very heavy cooler off the truck so that we can even open. And then Whitson Electric had a crew to get it in the building, which apparently caused a stir with all the traffic.
Not to mention the fact of all the traffic we have because of the closing of the bridge, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about Mountainside Wine.
Well, we're going to have a pretty large selection of wine. Right now, for the opening, we're going to have approximately 180 different wines. We will be changing and expanding that selection as we go on, seeing what people like. We also have beer, which includes mostly the imports, but we'll have more microbreweries coming. Cheese from local sources, as well as cross-section of available. Chocolate that's mainly organic or free trade. Cigars and some accessories. Consignment artwork from local artists, which are going to be associated with wine, like Wine Stoppers, Wine Charms, or just simply beautiful art, sculptures, photography, paintings, and things. And then the typical wine accessories.
What makes wine so interesting to you?
Mainly, it's great with food, and I like to eat, and it's fun to experience the different flavors that wine has. You might have different food with what you're drinking, and the wine flavor will change as you're going on. It's a good conversation piece, because everyone gets something different out of it, and you know, it's nice to share when you find something that you like that's at a good price and you can, you know, good everyday price and pass that along.
Do you have a wine philosophy?
Sort of. Wine's good if you like it. You should always experiment with different wines. And if you're new to drinking wine, you should start off with something light like a Pinot Grigio or Riesling and then move to a Pinot Gris or an Eagle Wurzdemeiner. Then kind of go into the more full-bodied wines, a Chardonnay, Merlot, a Cabernet. But don't forget to mix them up so that you don't get stuck in a rut.
Tell us about your website.
It's www.mountainsidewine.com. And once we get up and running, there will be a page where customers can go on there and pull up a wine that they've purchased in the shop and rate how they feel about it to share with other customers to give them an idea of something they can purchase and a way to share what their thoughts are.
How about wine tastings?
We will be doing those every other Saturday from 4 to 6.
4 to 6, that means hours. Tell us the hours of your store.
The summer hours are going to be 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday. We will be closed on Sundays unless there's a festival that weekend, in which case we'll be open from noon till 6.
The business name is Mountainside Wine. It's in the former Blue Moon Book location at 271 Oak Avenue, and their phone number is 766-7515. We thank Michelle Camp for being our guest for today.
Thank you.
For Community Close-Up, Business Spotlight, I'm Steve Murphy.